Taxes are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better.
Ultimately, it's all my goal. Yeah, just so we're clear on that, I think, every play you either call a run or a pass, it's kind of like heads or tails. If it goes the other way, it doesn't work, you wish you'd have called the other one. But anytime you get starters back in your lineup, I think it's helpful. I think both Eddie Royal and Alshon Jeffrey did spark our offensive team. And it'd be good to get them back in there consistently. I know we still try to establish the run throughout games. Sometimes I think just to keep the defense honest. Like I said before, I think, offensively with 34 points, I think it was a 3 points short, but it's not a bad outing.
I think it's pretty standard. You want to get them to burn all their timeouts. We felt good about the runs. We had a really good first down run, and then third manageable. We've been successful running the ball in that situation. So make them burn all the timeouts, make them go length of field. They kind of manned up Al a little bit, and it was good to see him out there today. I thought he played his tail off, made some big time catches for us. So anytime he's getting some one on ones, we're gonna head his way. It's tough. We battled. I only speak for the offense and myself. We got to do better in the red zone. We got to think better. We got to do better down there. We got to be more efficient. We got to get touchdowns instead of three. I've got to play better down there. The defense did a good job of keeping us in the game early. It was really bizarre. There's a lot of different things going on. Like you said, with the penalties and then the instant replays. And, you can't comment on that in any way because you'll get fined. So we'll let that be. The only thing I'm going to take away from it is we just got to be better in the red zone. We got to do a better job down there. We got to get seven instead of three. But I'm proud of the guys. They fought. They fought all game long to go to the length of the field there and give us a chance in overtime. It says a lot about the character of those guys in the room. So we just got to keep getting better. We got to keep believing in what we're doing and get this thing turned around.
That's Chicago Bears head coach and quarterback John Fox and Jay Cutler, respectively. Welcome to the Chicago Bears beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, boy, it was a heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah, the Bears could not pull out the clutch win this week.
No, they couldn't, but, man, it was very exciting. A lot of good things, a lot of things that they, as they like to say, need cleaned up.
Yeah, well, when we get in the red zone, like Jay said, we have to score touchdowns. But first off, that was an exciting game to watch.
It was.
It was high scoring, overtime, some last-minute drives that were for both teams that made the game more exciting. I just loved watching it and listening to it.
I hated seeing the officials be such a big part of any of the big plays.
They were really, for some reason, they weren't that good today. Because, in overtime, there's if there are three straight plays, it's going to be like, this play is being reviewed, this play is being reviewed, and the Golden Tate touchdown that, to me, did not look like a catch. I thought that should have been an interception.
I had a feeling it could go the other way, and I think that was a payback for their bad call on them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But now you showed me an interesting picture after the game was over.
On the big third down pass to Calvin Johnson overtime, I'm pretty sure it was Pernell McPhee. He was being held. I don't know how the ref didn't see it. It was right by Stafford.
His arm was around him.
Yeah, his arm was around him, and you could tell because he was like this, mm-hmm. and it was bad no call.
It is definitely a bad no call. Going under that hood all those times, boy, it was, I don't know, it was tough. But we were listening to a lot. We listened to a lot on the radio, which is you haven't done that much.
Yeah.
I grew up doing that a lot. Boy, it was exciting.
It was. Jeff Joniak, who's the announcer for the Bears,
yeah.
He was really getting into it.
Yes, he was. But that last 20 seconds, fantastic. And it looked like Detroit was having a meltdown.
Oh, yeah, we got some help with penalties from pass interference calls. Alshon Jeffrey really stepped it up in that last drive, going over the cornerback to catch a couple passes. This Bears team is clutch. I'm liking what I'm seeing from the last 2 minutes, but in overtime, I didn't like what I saw. What's your opinion?
The defense, to me, the defense took a step backwards this week, I thought.
Yeah, they took a big step back. They had some dumb penalties, and they just couldn't stop the run. They gave up like 156 rushing yards and like 420 passing yards, which is not good. No. You can't do that.
And you know, I feel bad for that rookie safety who was on Calvin Johnson on that play. He did his best. I mean, he's going against one of the best in that Harold Jones Cordy. Who ever heard of him?
Johnson's 6'5", and he's very explosive. There's not much he can do on that play. That was a good thrown ball. He just went up and got it. He's that tall. He can do it.
Yeah, he did. And our running game was not really where it should have been, I don't think, today. Langford got a lot of carries. Yeah. He got a touchdown.
First NFL career touchdown.
Yep.
We only had 91 rushing yards, which this team, from the games we've seen this season, it looks like the Bears do the best when they run the ball, when they have like about 60% running and 40% passing. That's when they do the best.
I thought they got pretty conservative, very conservative in that overtime. You know, we were starting to wonder whether it was going to end up in a tie.
Yeah, because, well, with Fox, that happened a couple times last year at Denver. People were mad at him for going conservative. But in overtime, you have to take some chances. I think a couple times, now some people might not agree, but I think they should have went for it on fourth down and just went for it, take a risk, but they didn't do that.
I'm not one I could agree on that one because, boy, they were, if they wouldn't have, it would have been game over at that point.
It was like 6 minutes left.
It was, but they only had at that point. They only had to get
a field goal
for it to happen. So, yeah, it was a tough one. My prediction on that one wasn't close. I think I predicted 28-14.
I predicted a high scoring game, but I predicted a blowout for the Bears, like 37-14.
Yeah.
So it did not come to fruition. And Matthew Stafford came out after being benched. I think after being benched, he really realized like I need to step it up. He had like 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He had a 118 passer rating.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, that's really good.
He looked like he got gimped up a couple of times, too, with some hits that he took in there. McPhee had a terrible
roughing the passer
penalty. But, and I don't know, that one pass play where they used the referee or the official as a blocker.
Oh, yeah.
Which they were able to get, you know, 30 yards on that play there. So, I mean, well, at least the officiating was bad on both sides. I can't say it was just bad against the Bears.
Yeah, they weren't favoring the Lions, which if the officiating's going to be bad, I always make it equally bad.
Do you think Adam Gase, though, was a little too conservative on his play calling when it came to that overtime?
I think he was. He was taking too many dink and dunks. With Jay's arm, you should take some chances down the field. We had Eddie Royal and Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon Jeffrey, first week back since week one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And he was really doing good. He finished the game with 147 yards and a touchdown. I think he really went, we should have targeted him more down the field. We were just doing a little 5-yard passes or hands off to Matt that weren't doing anything.
Martellus had a couple big drops. Also, the Eddie Royal pass that they, after they reviewed, said wasn't a catch. So that was another close one. It seems like that last quarter and overtime lasted as long as the first 3 quarters.
But talking about the Eddie Royal catch, I didn't think it wasn't a catch, but I thought it was. And this week, now you don't know what to catch with all the steps are taken. And with the Golden Tate catch, some people didn't think that was a catch. It's just, this NFL needs to get what a catch is and stick with it. They can't change it.
Yeah, it's too much where guys are, it's their opinion, whatnot, of what's going on. I mean, overall, the Bears had a couple bad penalties. When Mariana had a 45-yard return, which was negated by a holding. Then right after that, Kyle Long had a holding call.
Yeah.
You can't have that. And the Bears have had a lot of holding calls on that line. And Kyle's had his share of them.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to guess we got to give him a benefit of the doubt, you know.
I wasn't really happy with the cornerbacks because on the Tim Wright touchdown reception, Kyle Fuller didn't even turn around to see the ball. He was just staring right directly at Tim Wright's eyes. When you're a cornerback, you have to turn around to swat the ball just to see if the ball is coming. He didn't do that. So just Wright could just reach out and grab it. It was an easy touchdown for him.
First downs were about even. Bears had 24 and the Lions had 26 passing first downs, 17-13. I mean, it was fairly close.
After halftime, it was a pretty even game. It wasn't, no team went out and took the lead. Like, the game's over. No team really did that.
No, they didn't. You know, but Calvin Johnson, he came up big when he needed to today, and Matt Prater definitely added some points. But really, the interception by Jay in the red zone earlier in the game, that was a killer. That hurt very much. But also, all the times we were in the red zone, we were in it like 5 or 6 times, and we really were more dominant than the score shows on offense. What do you think they need to do in that red zone more?
I think they need get some more jump balls for their receivers. Martellus Bennett, they have a big, tall receiving core. Throw a couple jump balls to Martellus or Alshon. They can go up and get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the red zone, everything's closer down. It's not as spread out
because
it's more congested. So you can't do any more of these, like, I'm not saying like fancy routes, but you can't do any more of these finesse routes. You have to get down to basics.
Right, but they also got to be able to pound the ball in,
yeah,
which they did do on that from the 2-yard line with Matt Forte. The Bennett, he's got a drop problem right now.
Yeah, which we saw that he had a little spell last year dropping the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll get out of it. He's one of those tight ends.
But he was questionable for today, and he always sucks it up, and he always makes
very
it
tough.
On he makes it on the field. And hopefully this is things, you know, we got a bye week coming up, so maybe they can get a few things together. I mean, I wouldn't call the season lost, but they really have to step it up on the second half. And the schedule is not terrible for the Bears in the second half. They play the Broncos, and the Broncos, I wouldn't call them a juggernaut, except for their defense is pretty good. But the Browns gave them a heck of a run today, you know.
Peyton had 3 interceptions today.
You know, that's one thing we haven't seen from our defensive backs' interceptions this year.
No, we haven't. Most of them are linebackers.
Right. The Adrian Amos, though, he's a heck of a run stopper. They put him up in the box, and he's not afraid to hit, which is kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. He can actually tackle. That's the problem with Chris Conte. He couldn't tackle.
Could not tackle at all. So, I mean, it's a tough one to take. We wanted to win. We wanted to go into the bye, you know, at 500.
Three-game win streak.
Yeah, 3-game winning streak. But you don't always get what you want. This going into the bye this year, though, was a little better than last year.
Oh, yeah. Last year's bye, it was just everybody knew this team was dysfunctional. The coaches and players weren't getting along. Everybody knew it was a dysfunctional team.
You know, John Fox held his composure there in that press conference. You know, he didn't call it a bad outing. But I bet he was a little fired up over the defense giving up that many points.
Yeah, now as a defense, you can never give up that many points. And Fox is a defensive-minded coach. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not come out and show it. Vic Fangio, he didn't do a good job today with setting up the defense. But the defensive could have made some more points.
Yeah, they were running. I mean, the worst running team in the NFL was the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
They averaged like 49 yards a game, I think it was.
And they're like 150 this game.
Today, what is it, Abdul?
Yeah, Amir Abdullah.
Amir Abdullah, he had a nice game going out there. Golden Tate, he's seeming more and more like their go-to man, too, on the team.
He was a big man in Seattle, and he came over to the Lions after the Super Bowl, and he's just been doing really good for the Lions.
Yes, he has. So, what can we say? The Bears lost. By the way, you know, on our Friends of the Podcast, most of you folks know this, but we always want to let people know to send us an email, chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com.
iTunes 5-star review, Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher.
And Stitcher. You can follow Caveman at CavemanBailey at Twitter.com.
Follow the podcast at BearsBeatPod. Follow my dad at DubAileys.
Yep. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can make contact with us here at the Chicago Bears Beat here in Studio 34. We always want our beloved to win. But, hey, we're going to do our podcast win or lose, right?
Yep.
It's going to happen every time. So, also, big guest coming up. We're not going to give the name.
It's secret.
Stick around Thursday. If all goes as planned, you know, anything can happen in the podcast world. Pod Vader told us that many times a while back. But this is a really big guest. We're really excited for Caveman. Caveman, what do you think?
It's going to be awesome. In the interview, just for a heads up, it's not going to just be Bears. It's going to be all NFL.
It's going to be all NFL because it's a bye week, and that's a good time to do it. Go ahead.
And after the bye week, we open up with another divisional opponent, the Vikings, and that's going to be a hard game.
I didn't pay attention. Do you know if they won today?
Yeah, they won. They held off the Chiefs' late rally.
Wow. So, have they lost one, or what are they at?
I think they're like 4-2.
Four and two.
Yeah, and the Packers beat the Chargers on the goal line stand.
So the Bears, I'm sure, have dropped this week in the power rankings, and I know the guest we got coming on is not a huge Jay Cutler fan.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what he thought about his play so far this year.
We'll give you a hint for the guest. He's a national guy.
He's a national guy.
Yeah.
He's on. Well, we won't go no further than that.
Yeah, that'd be it.
He's a national guy. It should be a fantastic podcast. Maybe we'll get it out that evening.
Be a fun one.
It definitely will be a fun one. But, again, Bears drop it today, 37-34. Defense gave up a lot of yards. What did you say it was?
549, I think.
549 yards. I know the Bears put up over 400. Jay threw over 340 or 350.
The reason we lost this game, we have scored touchdowns in the red zone. Can't get field goals.
Yeah, field goals don't win games. Touchdowns do win games. Well, the field goal will win if it's in overtime.
Yeah.
You'll win that way for sure. So just a quick wrap up on today's game. And again, as always, we want to thank all our friends for sharing the podcast. Share it with anybody you know that loves the Chicago Bears or just loves football in general. And until next time, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap.
Wherever she goes, I go. Baby, pain, baby, better in Chicago. Rubber knee, Lord, we're good. All we'll want, we carry with us. You know where I can be found, where the rainbow is the ground. I'm not alone, I'm not afraid. This bird is flowing from this cage. There's so much magic we know on this sapphire.